Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia, plus we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit online, HollywoodKia.com, or call them 832-930-6181. Cats back on the ice tonight, taking on the Philadelphia Flyers at 7 o'clock. You can hear that on 790 The Cat tonight. Cats lost to the Bruins over the weekend in overtime 4-3. And that was a crazy-ass game. One thing I do want to point out, Matthew Tkachuk is about to start an international war, apparently. We're already dealing with the fact
precious baby Matthew.
Well,
Tkachuk?
We're already dealing with, you know, eyeballing Canada as the 51st state, right? They have this thing called the Four Nations Face-Off coming up in a few weeks, which is a four-nation tournament. America, Canada, Sweden, Finland are going to take place. It's about 8 days, right? A little breaky break.
Is this new? This is like the first time.
Listen, you're asking a Leroy Hockey question. Right. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. But a lot of Panthers are in it.
He throws in the bait for you to ask hockey questions. And then he'll never.
Like, I just never expect these questions to be out. Like, I don't know. Ask me questions like that. The point is,
you brought it up.
The point is, they're doing this coming up in February, right? And so a lot of Panthers are. We are little Finland. We have all the Finns. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of Finns that are going to be in it, and Matthew Tkachuk is going to be in it, of course, representing America. And this angered Pique Subban. Because PK wants him to play for Canada, to play for his mother's side.
I thought PK was cool, man.
And this is what he had to say about playing for Canada. If you have it, Marcos.
Listen, I got a bit of a bone to pick with you here. Now, I know you're going to be representing Team USA at the Four Nations Cup. Your dad, Keith, represented Team USA before. But what's going on? Why aren't you thinking about representing Canada? Your mom, Chantel's from Canada, right? She's from Winnipeg. What's going on here? And have you thought about representing Team Canada instead of the U.S.?
No, never in my life. I'm American for sure. I would never play for them. That's been I'm as American as it gets. I think if you ask my brother and my dad that too, we'll say the same.
The Four Nations Cup's been around for a while, by the way.
Never
play for Canada.
He's as American as apple pie.
Yeah.
Two things that say America.
Yeah.
Apple pie and Matthew Tkachuk punching you right in the face.
Oh, okay. All right. America.
Yeah,
America.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your cat talk. Meanwhile,
pretty good.
Speaking of punching you right in the face.
Yeah.
Miami Hurricanes. Get to the rest of our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So, Miami Hurricanes got themselves a new defensive coordinator.
All right.
Corey Heatherman from Minnesota. Ooh, look at that chin.
Let me see.
Look at that. Hey.
Oh.
That's sideline presence right there.
Yeah, not smiling.
For our Twitchers and YouTubers out there, look at this guy right there. That guy knows football. Look at that beard. Well-kept beard.
Yeah.
You know,
he's angry, too. Look at his face.
You can tell that guy doesn't get cold in Minnesota either.
Yeah, that's not an offensive coach.
That's a defensive coach.
Yeah.
We should learn a little bit about the about Heatherman's defensive philosophy because, from what I understand, very unique, very unique.
Mm.
And this is a little of him describing what he wanted from the Gophers last year.
All right.
Yeah, number one, we want to play fast. We want our guys to take shots. We want to play fast every single play. We want to swarm to the football. Number two, we want to be physical. You know, we want to be stout at the point of attack. You know, we want to stop the run. We want to try to make people one-dimensional. We want to try to stay ahead of the sticks every play. But if we play physical and we play fast, you know, that's what the DNA of our defense has to be.
Wow.
Sold.
Juice.
Question.
Wow. Wait.
Yeah.
Did he say we're going to play fast and physical?
That's what he said.
Fast and physical.
At the same time. Swarm to the ball.
Wow. He's coming in to take over defense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
Viggy says handsome.
If I just throw this out there.
Yeah.
That has a lot to do with players, too. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, he can coach him up, though. You could just tell from him. The Heatherman.
So you think this is going to make the defense better?
Dude, what is it? They had the number six defense last year. Number six defense for the Gophers.
Right.
No slouch conference either.
Oh, okay. You don't think the players played a role in this?
He can. First of all, we're kings of the portal. Second of all,
true.
Second of all,
portal kings.
Did you not hear him say fast?
Yeah.
And physical.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah, but what if you don't have physical or fast players?
We want to play fast every single play. We want to swarm to the football. Ooh. Number two, we want to be physical. You know, we want to be stout at the point of attack. You know, we want to stop the run. We want to try to make people one-dimensional. We want to try to stay ahead of the sticks every play. But if we play physical and we play fast, you know, that's what the DNA of our defense has to be.
Man, he's like, you know, it's almost like a scientist looking into the DNA.
You fall for this all the time.
I'm not falling for it, dude. I mean, how could you?
Hold on. You understand. In order to play a certain way, it has to be within your players.
Yeah, but he's the Heatherman. And it's gonna be cloudy with a chance of blitzes. I'm telling you right now.
Ooh-wee.
That's what the forecast is. Because we're gonna be a real hurricane warning every single weekend with a swarm into the football. Okay. A swarm storm.
Swarm storm.
Look at that beard.
Yeah.
Okay.
In command.
Okay.
Heatherman.
Great.
Can't predict them. Just like the
weather. Great. Yeah, like, holy smokes.
What?
This guy's tough.
I get it that coaching matters. I'm not saying coaching doesn't.
I don't even know what Lance Guidry sounds like.
But.
This is what he sounds like. Ready?
Yeah.
Lance Guidry, I can't coach defense.
That was so mature.
I understand you guys are just happy with something different.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm the
defense,
sad.
Hold on, because the defense wasn't very good.
Yeah. I want Jason Taylor.
Some of the failures on that defense had more to do with the players than the coaches.
It's okay.
Now, you say you can fix that, but I've never met football player who wasn't tough that became tough. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
You either are or you aren't. Mm-hmm. So you got to have those players on that roster that can do the things that he wants to do. Otherwise, it's going to look the same as it did last year. That's all I'm saying.
He's just got to go to the produce section. You throw out the bad apples, dude. You know, you kind of feel them around. You see,
Yep.
Is that one ready?
Yeah, but those bad apples were the best options.
Last year.
Now you know where to patch the holes.
Portal King.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't got to worry about a quarterback. We're already focused.
They said we would be sunk at quarterback, and what happened?
Okay. I'm not saying I'm not saying this is or isn't going to work. But I am saying is that the players play a big role in that also. Sometimes a coach's limitations are based on the limitations of your players.
Tell you what's going to be
what
limited.
You want to do and what you can do are two different things.
Tell you what's going to be limited.
What?
The points for the other team with the Heatherman at the
helm.
Oh! The Heatherman is bringing it to us.
That's right.
Fast and physical.
Boom. That's,
they always say.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the key to a good defense is the three Fs.
What's that?
Fast, physical, pursuit of the football.
Well, okay. Well,
it's the three Fs.
It's a long time to get to this.
Wait. And the pursuit that's football. P.
Yeah, but the football's at the end. You know, you gotta finagle it a little bit. And I'm also taking liberties with physical. Maybe it's closer to the three Ps.
Oh, my. Yes, it's closer to the three Ps than the three Fs. Leroy has no idea what they've done in the portal. I'm not.
Oh yeah, come on.
Here.
Portal Kings.
Here. You guys, all I'm doing that you aren't doing, all you're doing that I'm not doing, is making a lot of assumptions.
I'm just impressed with the young
like
man.
Like, you're making all these assumptions. Oh, we need this. We'll get it out of the portal. We need this. We'll get it out of the portal.
Linebacker coach. This. He was a linebacker coach before Minnesota. Linebacker coach for Shiano.
Oh.
Oof.
Greg?
Yeah, what? Is there any other one?
The only one I know.
I don't know any of the Shianos. except for the ones that, you know, break your thumbs if you're back on your loans.
Oh, you better watch out.
Well, it seems to me you didn't pay for that lost parlay last week, huh? Oh. I'm sorry, Mr. Shiano.
Now he can't leave.
All right, guys. All right.
This is good.
Mm.
He's angry.
Yeah.
Who, angry that
No.
Heatherman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Angry
okay.
That photo.
He's going to be even more pissed off if one of them DBs go the wrong way because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
You know what? He can be pissed off. We'll just go to the portal potty, baby. Bring him on in, baby. Bring him on in.
Hey.
Hmm?
So you just think you could just fix everything with the portal, right? You guys think this guy's a bum? Portal!
Hey, what happened to that portal?
You're like, what was that commercial when the guy goes, lone cannon? Boom, and he just starts shooting money.
He just stole this guy from Minnesota.
That's what you guys think. You guys think that the portal could fix everything.
Yeah. No, it's not. Pretty much, if I'm not mistaken, the portal this past week and a half, utilizing Miami's best characteristics, women and money, have convinced players to come. Players, hey, coaches.
The U is back.
Come on, baby.
I see what you did there. Stop. So, like, I do believe, okay, at quarterback, that was awesome, right? He may not be as good as Cam Ward, but he's better than what you got.
Oh, my God.
Right? And the guy's won a championship. So he knows how to play in these big games. But at the other positions, like, it's ignorance on my part that I just don't know, you know, who they're bringing in. We'll find out real early if it was a structural thing or a player thing real quick. You know what I mean? Because that seems to be what the issue was last year, is that guys were in bad positions and they gave up so many big plays.
We'll take a break here on the show. Speaking of forecasts, one man forecasted this chaos all along. A legend speaks out. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on a Monday. We got Heat action tonight. The Heat take on the Clippers at 10:30.
Oh, damn.
It's late, dude. Get some sleep.
Get later. Give me a 9 o'clock, baby.
There were 9 o'clock versus the Jazz. That game was not very entertaining.
Yeah.
That game, the last game.
There's football tonight, so.
The Blazers game was surprisingly entertaining, especially when Hero and Simons got into like a shoot-off in the third quarter. That was crazy. Those guys couldn't miss. Simons put a scare into us. I tell you who didn't, though. Scoot.
Scoot.
Scoot did not. That's Scoot.
Nobody's better than Scoot.
Dude, I cannot stop laughing at Nikola Jovic continuing to call Kalel Ware his rook. I think it's funny every time.
Wait, isn't Kalel older than him?
I think he's like 10 months younger than Nico. Like, barely. But it's like those two. And I got to tell you, I got a bone to pick with Spo, too. He keeps doing.
Respectfully?
Respectfully. Oh, with all due respect, Spo. He's doing this thing, right? Where, you know, people are asking, obviously, about the two young bigs, which any Heat fan will tell you right now, the most fun part of the game is tall time. Tall time gets going, and it's just like those guys are looking for each other. We're looking for lobs. Nico, you never know what he's going to pull off. He's like throwing behind the back. He's got the razzle-dazzle, but they're also big. And Kalel's just blocking. Dude, did you see that one he swatted into the seats? Did you see that, Frog Boy?
Haven't seen that since Whiteside.
Swatted it into the seats, dude. And Kalel's like, very exciting. But Spo, he's doing this thing, right? Where he's like, I don't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to give any flowers to the young guys, trying to keep the old ego in check. And I'm like, hey. You know what I don't like?
Mm-mm.
I don't like that you sat here and you were like, I'm not going to play them. Now they're out here playing. Well, you're like, I'm not going to talk about it. We're going to develop. Shh. In our little hub. Can you get this Frog Boy Spo from yesterday or from 2 days ago? Because he's like, we like the minutes that Ware gives us. But then he's like, shh. Just, he's like, let us just develop them. I'm like, what? You, now they're yours? Your secret? Now you get to say, oh, you guys don't get. No. We're not going to let their heads get too big. I didn't like that. I got a bone to pick with them. What do you mean? Let's throw little flowers at the young bucks and how they're playing. Nope. Just refuses to go overboard with it.
Just got to be cautious now, you know? Heat players' egos at an all-time high, apparently.
They are high. Well, then we're just having a little fun, baby. And Spo just wants to keep everything task at hand. Never can just say, we can never go overboard with him.
How dare he be focused?
I don't like that.
How dare he be
never
focused.
Can go? It just never can go full dive in.
I mean,
and he's like, he scolded us early in the year. He was like, Heat Nation, don't you know? I know everybody wants to the moon, but it goes like this. And I don't know, dude, because right now I see a couple of tall astronauts.
Mm.
That's what I see with Kalel Ware and Nikola Jovic.
Well, this was Spo about the minutes that those two are playing.
I like those minutes. I mean, how can you not? You know, they're developing a nice chemistry. It's not just about the lob. But Nico does throw that pass really well to him. They have size and versatility defensively. And they're both gaining confidence, you know, so we just want to be open to where this can grow. And, you know, the more we can just kind of shelter, you know, everybody and, you know, let us do our job, you know, developing these guys. I think it is exciting when you add the work that they've put in, but now with the confidence, you know, what's coming from that.
What the hell does it mean, shelter, let us do our job?
What does that mean?
Shelter? What? This is ridiculous. Shelter.
You want to put Kevin Love out there for all these games. You just throw Kevin Love out there. I tell you who we had to take shelter from. His bricks.
Wow, dude. It's okay. He'll be back.
But then when he throws that lob to Kalel, I'm just like, tall time! It's so exciting, dude. So exciting. Now, another thing that's exciting, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of chitter chat from the players around this, the former players around this Jimmy Butler saga. And I feel like a lot of chitter chat. And I feel like most people have been on Jimmy Butler's side. Ooh, especially got this Paul Pierce.
Mm.
Sick of him, dude. Mm. This Paul Pierce is like, no one's ever going to want to play for the Heat again. Which remind me, did he finish a Wizard?
Yes, he did.
But you have a lot of former players. But we needed one former player to step up with honor.
Mm.
One of Pat Riley's own, Tim Hardaway,
ooh,
was on NBA radio, Leroy.
Oh, boy.
And Tim Hardaway. Oh, now, remember, boy. Tim Hardaway came out this summer. He was on the All the Smoke podcast, and he said, Pat Riley's sick of Jimmy Butler. Sick of him, dude. And I was like, come on, Tim, that's a little strong. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm. Seems like Timmy knew.
Seems so like he knew.
We know right now that we're in the midst of a suspension, and I don't know if there's been an appeal yet or anything like that. I don't think there has. But Tim Hardaway says that's because the Heat did their due diligence. Mm. They put in a book, Leroy, to the league with video evidence.
Wow.
Here was Tim Hardaway.
Disrespect authority, and that's what Jimmy Butler has been doing. And I tell you this, Pat Riley, this boat is going to sail on top of the water as long as Pat Riley there. Jimmy Butler's trying to sink that ship. That ship is not going to sink. I'm all with Pat Riley. You under contract, you know. You play up under this contract, and we may see where all the chips may fall. But and you can opt into $52 million. Next year that you say you're not going to opt into, which just is mind-boggling to me. How are you going to opt out of $52 million? All right? But, you know, it's all about, you know, authority saying no to somebody, and these guys can't take rejection. And that's what it's all about. It's about accountability. If you can't take rejection because everything has been saying yes, 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 yes to you, now you upset that and the world is coming to an end. Oh, I can't play now because he's not going to give me the money that I want. No, go out there and play. You're under contract. Go ahead and play. I know Pat, and that's what is going. That's what's happening. And I knew that. I said, look, Pat got a 10-page letter to the Players Association, and he's going to have film showing why he suspended this man before that even happened. And guess what? He suspended him for 7 games. And I know he gave them a 10-page letter, and I know he gave them some film to show them why he suspended them.
Wow.
Now, does he know, or is that an expression? Is he serious?
Notice.
10 pages?
Notice we haven't heard anything about an appeal.
Not yet. Not that I'm aware of. I haven't seen anything yet.
Nope. He's right from this standpoint. As a player, you seem to be a little unrealistic to hold your team hostage for 2 years down the road. Not this year, not next year, but you're doing this over 2026. So at what point can the team demand that you play for the contract we just gave you? And we'll figure that out. They have every right to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the whole part of the thing that, you know, caught me off guard, because Jimmy said, well, I'm just going to go out and ball.
That's the thing that's completely deterred off of this, right? It's like Jimmy said this entire time, well, I'm going to go out and prove it. Well, then why is it that you're not proving it? Why did you coast? Why did you go away for 2 weeks? Why apparently won't you go to a team that doesn't have an extension in hand? You only will go to one team.
Right. Because if it's all about proving that you deserve that money, you shouldn't have a problem proving that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that throws me off, and where I wouldn't even consider what you were saying. Now I'm thinking about it, is that maybe he thinks he's too banged up to make it that far. And he wanted to get that contract because he know 2 years from now, he ain't going to be able to play.
Timbo Slice says, because he's a big-faced liar.
Whoa,
dude. Tim Hardaway, he then threw out some accusations, Leroy, about Jimmy Butler. Saying that maybe he was potentially getting some stone crabs, some old place that we disgraced because I dressed like an elf there. That Jimmy Butler, while his team was in Orlando playing basketball, he was kicking it up, kicking back at Prime 112.
It does affect the team, and that's all about Jimmy, and that's Jimmy's fault, And you can blame all that on Jimmy. You know, you under contract. You are obliged by that contract. You go out there and play under that contract. You know, it's not about, you know, you trying to get a new contract. Everybody understand that. But you're still on the contract. And you got obliged by that contract that you signed, that you wanted. Okay? And it's hurting those guys. Yes, it is hurting those guys. And you letting those guys down. And you know why you let those guys down by, you know, not playing in Orlando and then out kicking it somewhere. People were calling me saying, man, he's not even playing in Orlando. He had Prime 112 kicking in and eating and hanging out with folks. You know, so that's hearing the same thing, you know, and that's what's so bad about, you know, that whole situation.
Dang.
Hey, that is, and again, if he heard it,
you don't think
then Pat Riley heard it.
Oh, Pat Riley.
What do you think? And what do you think is how Pat Riley is handling that?
Oh, not great. And I don't know which Orlando game it was. But we had the game because they remember they had that weird schedule. They were in Orlando, home, back to Orlando. One of them was the one he was supposedly sick, and the other one was a reconditioning to competition, whatever.
Right.
So I guess you got to eat. But something says that Tim Hardaway was like, fishy.
And he must be hearing something that, like, the Heat don't feel that way. There's a difference in a 25-year-old wanting his extension. And remember, Tyler wanted his extension. Bam wanted his extension. They played through it. And they both had the attitude of, you know, that'll come. Right now, it's time for me to hoop. Now, granted, they're at different ages. They're at different points in their career. So they can have those, you know, those thoughts because they're so young.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy may feel differently about that. But think about how you would feel if somebody really talked you into doing something 2 years from now and say, you got to do it now. Wouldn't you have questions about the stuff you're buying? Wouldn't you have questions about the stuff you're paying for? Because if it's a good deal, it'll be a good deal tomorrow. If it's a good deal, the only way it could be a bad deal is if what you're getting under contract for is broken.
Well, the worst look for him is going to be if the Heat can get to a higher record than they've ever had with him this year, right? Like, they've been at that 3 over .500's kind of been the hurdle, the highest they've been able to get to. But if they, like you said, if they can come back and they're 5 over and you're sitting here and being like, and I don't want to hear anything about the competition. Like,
if they come back 5-1,
yep.
I'll say 4-2. And they come back and they're feeling good. Is it more of a hindrance for Jimmy to come back with how you would have to play him, when you would have to play him, dealing with do you start him or not? Wouldn't that disrupt Dabble Card even more?
I think yes and no. Like, I think it does, but I think you always handle things better when you're in a better record position. Because I think that
I get that.
Because you're not going to feel as, like, the disaster for the Heat would have been they suspended him and everything keeps happening like they did against the Jazz, and like they just couldn't mentally handle it. That would have been the worst case scenario,
right?
You know, because it would have been feeling like, okay, we just got to get this guy away. It's almost like, you know, being desperate to trade Kyle Lowry last year because you just didn't want the headache, and you get foisted into a desperate move of trading for Terry Rozier in a first round and trading away a first round pick. If they can finish this road trip 4-2, then yeah, I think that they're going to feel them like they're going to be in a strong position no matter what.
But this is what I'm looking at the chat. Mm-hmm. In what world do you think Jimmy comes back and plays hard? That's the question I have. And like,
unless he's just been like, I understand the doubt. I think you guys, your doubt is right. The only thing that could stand to reason for him is being like, hey, Bradley Beal doesn't want to be traded. Like, if the it literally can just be, hey, man, the one we had a trade. Here's the only things that could change, Leroy. They had a trade for him, and he nuked it somewhere else. And the only place you want to go, the guy that wants to be traded doesn't want to be traded. So right. Now what? What are you going to do? That's the only way. But, yeah, I get everybody who thinks he's going to go out there and just take a poop on the court. I understand it. Tim Hardaway also had some words because this Paul Pierce has been a rat bastard.
Still with Paul Pierce? Like, let him go.
Tim Hardaway had this to say about Paul Pierce.
Okay, let's talk about Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce said he's better than Dwayne Wade. I'm going to stop right there. Be out your mind. You've been smoking too much, tell you the truth.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Wow. That is a bizarre take on Paul Pierce's end, though. But, I mean, it's Paul Pierce.
But Paul Pierce just did that because D-Wade was beating his butt.
I'm just going to stop here with the case. This man said he was better than Dwayne Wade. Before we close this out, we, of course, have to, with all this Tim Hardaway content, have to be reminded of one of the greatest show answers in show history, which is, of course, when Tim Hardaway was asked, what is worse, brain freeze or hitting your funny bone? And this is what Tim Hardaway had to say.
And one more ruling before we get you out of here, Tim Hardaway. What is worse in your mind, hitting your funny bone or brain freeze?
Ooh. I mean, shoot. I would say, man, both are terrible. I say hitting your funny bone, man. Hitting your funny bone, your whole arm goes numb. I mean, for about, you know, it go numb for about a minute and a half. With brain freeze, you can brain freeze for about 40 seconds, and you back at it. But, you know, hitting that funny bone, ooh. I mean, some, you have to get a sub. You got to sub me out for a couple of minutes. that ain't nothing nice. That ain't nothing man. Nice.
Wow.
The worst thing in the world is, I'm going to tell you what the worst thing on the football field is the injury where everybody on the field knows it hurt like hell, but you can't tell nobody what it is. Like when it's cold, and we used to have those cleats, and people get their toes stepped on, or their foot stepped on, you see tears coming from their eyes because it hurts so bad and it's so cold. And you just look up and say, somebody stepped on your toe. Yeah.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday indeed. Dolphins didn't disappoint
Happy
us.
Monday. She didn't answer the question. How are you?
How are you, dude?
Me? I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Spit it out.
Well, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Well, mix it on up, dude.
Yeah, let's do that. We should do that now, right?
Breaking news. Mike McCarthy officially will not be back as Cowboys head coach.
That's so rude, right? Hey,
yes.
Jennifer, are you wearing that because of the song I sent you?
What song?
Hey, Marcos.
Yes. Plain white tees.
Remember how we were talking about old boy took a Dua Lipa song?
Yes, Morgan Wallen, right?
Stole it. Stole it, dude.
Oh, I got a beat that I sent Jennifer.
Yes.
I wasn't able to hear it. I had
that Dua Lipa song.
Dua Lipa's the thief now.
Wow.
But I love Dua Lipa.
Dua Thiefa.
Yes.
I don't like this.
The name of the song,
yes,
is "Your Woman" by Whitetown.
Well,
next break, listen to the beginning.
But what song are you trying to say?
Whitetown?
Like what song?
The beat from the song.
But to what? What song of hers?
Houdini.
Holy, I got to think of the song.
That's Star Wars.
You just did Star Wars.
That was Star Wars.
You got me.
Did she steal it or did she?
Was Got Me in Love Again or something like that?
I know what song you're talking about.
Oh, do you?
No, I know the one he's talking about. Because it was Darth Vader for a second.
I promised that.
Maybe, but it's a very, very, very minimal.
Oh, wait. You had to really look into it. Also, I sent you a special on that song specifically months ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. So. Vanilla Ice.
It's different. Did he ever open up that brewery in Lake Worth? Wasn't he supposed to open up a...
Yeah, it did not happen. Did not happen.
COVID. What do you got in the mixed bag there, Froggy?
I have something we should all be doing more of. I just don't know if we should do it. Yes, more hugs, more cuddles, if anyone has any room for that. But the only thing you can do to combat brain rot, and that is read a book. Unless, of course, it's wild card weekend and you're on the sidelines. Not sure if reading a book is necessarily the best thing to do.
Wait. Hey, nothing in the world makes him look like Mr. 2000. Remember that movie when old boy was trying to get his 2,000 hits, so he came back at 45?
Mr. 3,000, yeah.
Mr. 3,000.
Wow. Reading a book
all
on
he needs now is a latte.
Maybe it keeps him calm, though, because A.J. Brown has been accused of being a little too emotional on the sidelines from time to time. What if the book is like a coping mechanism?
Well, it could be. Maybe he's learning some good offensive tips to increase
his game. I will not call Jalen Hurts a bum. I will not complain about my targets.
What do you think he's reading?
They said what book it was. They said what book it was.
A.J. Brown, he answered the question of what book he was reading and why.
Excellent is the book. Why do you read during the games and what does it bring to you?
Man, it gives me a sense of peace. That's a book that I bring every single game. It, you know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, it's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. Yeah. But that's not the first game. You know, it got a lot of points in there. It's a lot of mental game, a lot of mental parts about it. And, you know, because for me, you know, this game is mental. You know, I physically believe I can do anything and everything, but you know, I got to make sure my mental good. It's something like how I refresh every drive, you know, regardless of if I score a touchdown or I drop a pass. I always go back to that book every drive and just refocus. And nothing matters. Nothing happens. Relive that game, but, you know, so.
Felt real good.
You know, moving around really good. You know, it didn't show it on the stats, but you know, I did a lot. You know, today, you know, wow. Teammates lagging and stuff. So
he really is growing.
Was there anything with Sean about? He really is growing.
Yeah.
Did they show him that book after Jalen Hurts missed him wide open? Maybe. The timing couldn't be worse.
Inner Excellence, Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance and the Best Possible Life by Jim Murphy.
Yeah.
That seems like a fairly simple name for a book that's...
I think he showed it like he had it like highlighted with notes and things like that. Hey, listen, better than LeBron, who they always call reading the first page of the book.
Right. I don't know, though. I think I would have preferred it differently. Like, I would have preferred, like...
We all have our quirks. I used to take a nap at halftime.
Well, just recharging your body, baby.
Bob McAdoo would do Sudoku on the bench.
Oh.
You know?
Not when he played.
A.J. Brown probably, it would have been cooler if he was reading like Green Eggs and Ham or like One Fish, Two Fish.
I feel like Bob McAdoo gives Jimmy Butler the Marcos where he's like, he's trying to act out. He goes, mm-mm.
A.J. Brown kind of got the mm-mm. If you hear the beginning of this quote here.
Excellence to book about that. Why do you read during the games and what does it bring to you?
Man, it gives me a sense of peaceness.
Peaceness?
Gives you a sense of peaceness, dude?
Hey, there's nothing worse when you try to overdo the vocabulary.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Maybe we're just behind. He's the one reading books, okay?
That's true.
Not us.
Bring some peaceness. Reese's peaceness. Yesterday,
we have zero soul on this show. World, I'm going to tell you right now, if you slip up, we'll be listening.
Yesterday, there were a couple losses. that came down to the wire. Well, really, it was a Commanders game that came down to the wire. And that game really had a big turning point. Not sure if you guys had an opportunity to watch the full thing, but a handoff on
oh my goodness,
reverse of like, some sort.
Oh, it was like, oh, he's fast.
Yeah. Timing was off, but, you know, they're questioning, was it supposed to be a handoff, a fake, a QB option of some sort? Who knows? Either way, Baker Mayfield had an answer for his crimes after the game.
Just some dumb stuff today that cost the team. So it's, yeah, that's going to wear on me for a while. First one all year that happened on. So obviously timing of it, not great. Being backed up. Defense had just done a hell of a job getting us the ball. Another fourth down stop. And, yeah, unfortunate, but that falls on me.
Man, he's yeah. Oof.
Coming right after a... they started, Washington had started first in goal at the one, and the Bucs were able to prevent them from scoring. Then a poor timing on the handoff there.
We got our final game tonight, Vikings and Rams at 8:30. Minnesota's a 2.5-point favorite. But next weekend, we got Texans at the Chiefs. Kansas City is a 1.5-touchdown favorite. Commanders at worse. Commanders at Lions. Lions are 8.5-point favorites. And Ravens, Bills. Well,
I think the odds makers are probably thinking, what you got away with in Tampa, going for all on fourth downs, you ain't going to get that lucky with Detroit.
And then Ravens, Bills Sunday at 6:30.
Woo! 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 You got told.
That's a good game. I'm picking the Ravens, but I'm petty.
Right. How do you think I feel? What do I do?
You're the Ravens send you gear, dude.
Yeah, you walk around in that track.
The Ravens send you a nice ass hoodie. You root for the Ravens.
Uh-huh.
Dude, let me explain something to you. You want to be in Cleveland and say you picked the Ravens?
Listen, I won't tell anybody. I won't tell Jay Crawford.
Shh. What?
Jay Crawford's like,
you see what I'm saying? I'm in a tough spot because you're petty for Buffalo and Cleveland's petty for the Ravens puts me in a very difficult situation.
Sorry.
Steven Stevens, by the way, there were 6 games. Only 5 were played so far. Mm-hmm. There was a game last night. So, I mean,
shut up, Steve.
Is there any team like
sick of this guy?
What? It's crazy because the teams that won look really good.
Yeah.
I mean, and the team that looked the worst was probably Washington because they were gifted a lot of stuff and didn't get it. Went for it on fourth down. They could have won easily, but.
You talk about the team that won, the team that won that looked the worst.
No, I'm saying of the teams that won.
Who looked the worst?
Washington looked the worst.
Yeah. I mean, that was the only, it was really the only close game this weekend. Everything else was an ass kicking.
And what Houston did to the Chargers was shocking.
I really like that. We know that front was good, but they were going up against a banged up Dolphins front. Like that Chargers line, woof. They got, woof. Thought there was supposed to be something there, Harbaugh.
And there's one other caveat, and I've been telling you this all year. Look at what all the teams remaining can do. Run a football. Be physical.
What? Well, give us one more there, Froggy.
All righty. We discussed very briefly how Justin Herbert is sneaking by following a poor
skating,
performance.
Dude. He's skating.
Jim Harbaugh, though, had to answer, what about old Herbie throwing 4 picks? This is what Harbaugh had to say.
Uncharacteristic, but I thought there were some tremendous catches as well, some tremendous throws. It's just they played better, and that's on me.
Mm. Harbaugh's going to trade him for 3 first rounds.
Wow, already?
Hey. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him not throw a pick. Once he get on that field, it's on him.
Harbaugh's about to fleece somebody for Justin Herbert.
and just get to the Super Bowl with, like, I don't know, the next Brock Purdy. He's like, I've seen enough. You pooped the bed. Mm. Harbaugh's not going to stand for that. So like, I got to a damn Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick. I'm not doing this.
Herbert to Cleveland?
Ooh, what about Herbert to Minnesota for McCarthy and a first rounder?
And a first rounder?
Would you trade a first rounder if, here, think about this though.
You're rich, dude.
If McCarthy was in this draft, he'd be the first pick in the draft.
Probably.
That's what people are saying. That's what people are saying.
Probably.
Really?
So why would you trade an additional first pick for a prospect that's higher than the quarterback that you have? You understand what I'm saying?
So you would just say trade McCarthy for, like, Harbaugh would trade McCarthy for Herbert?
You can't. You would almost have to trade Herbert with draft picks. Because you're also eating that $50 million deal.
Yeah, but everybody loves Justin Herbert. What am I eating? You love him.
You love Justin Herbert unless you got another quarterback.
Take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. More to come. Back after this.